Bob and I headed back inside the basement to find Lonnie's friends watching a Bon Jovi music video.
"Man, that guy has good hair," Bob said, staring at the TV.
"Yeah, he does. Hey, you wanna play a game of pool?" I started to rack the balls. Just then, a little kid, couldn't have been more than 8 or 9, and only about 4 feet tall, came bounding around the corner.
"I'll play ya."
"You?" I said, shrugging him off. "You can't even see the top of the table."
"You wanna play or not?"
the kid said. "Sure, kid. I'll play," I said, determined to teach this little squirt a lesson.
"Oh boy, this ought to be good," Bob said, copping a squat on a stool nearby.
"Rack 'em, bitch,"
the kid said. "Whoa, son, you kiss your mama with that mouth?" I replied.
$1 a game?
"Look, kid, I don't want to take your money."
"I'll be okay. $1 a game.
I was starting to get a little pissed. Fine. $1 a game. I wasn't sure if this kid even had $1 tucked into his Scooby-Doo PJs, but he needed to be taken down a peg or two, and I was ready to do it. Well, it didn't turn out that way. Not at all. The first game consisted of the little fucker running the table. The second game, I managed to sink 2 balls. 2. As I was losing the third game, Lonnie came around the corner. I was wondering where she'd been.
"Davy, what the hell are you doing down here?"
"Just playing pool," he muttered.
"You better get upstairs and get to bed. If Mom or Dad find you down here, they will whip your ass."
"Aw, man,"
the kid said with a huff.
"He owes me $3.
"I'll give you $3.
Lonnie shook her fist at him.
"Aw, man."
He turned and ran quietly up the basement steps.
"Don't worry about my little brother. He's not supposed to be hustling my friends anymore."
"Anymore?" I said.